At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Wendy Lawrence, CEO of Totally PLC. TLY is ticker. Wendy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released a trading update for the 12 months ended the 31st of March. That's 2023, of course, just gone. And we'll dig into that. Before we do, as always, Wendy, for people maybe listening for the first time and hearing you here, explain Totally for them, please.
Okay, Totally is an organisation that is a provider of frontline healthcare services, corporate fitness and well-being across the UK, and generally support the NHS to provide capacity where demand is actually outstripping normal capacity for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you've updated sort of the financial performance, and take us through that if you could. And in fact, it'd be nice to talk about the corporate well-being side, because we haven't talked about that for a while. But let's talk about the financial performance first, if you could.
Okay, so this morning we've released a trading update that shows that we believe that we are reporting EBITDA in line with consensus market expectations. At the year end, we've got gross cash of 6.4 million. Importantly for us, all of our ratings with the Care Quality Commission, who is our regulator for patient safety and patient quality, continue to be rated as good. And also internally, we updated the market that following the acquisition of Pioneer just over a year ago now, which again was significant for us, we are a good way through a restructure to make sure that we have integrated that company well into the rest of the group and to remove any barriers across that and to ensure that we've got an excellent management team going forward. So there will be some costs coming out, a little bit more work to do on it, but basically that will all fall to the bottom line to improve our margins going forward. And it's what we do generally whenever we've done any acquisition. So busy time, but everything going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like you say, it'll you know, prevent any duplication, become more efficient, increase the margins, which is what investors want, isn't it? But of course, it takes a while to get that right, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever we've done a significant acquisition, we've actually looked at how we bring management into the best roles so that they can lead. You get to know people. We need to make sure that our commissioners know which part of the business to actually contact when they want service. And of course, you know, Pioneer added to that, and we've brought two of the original founders of Pioneer into our top tier management team. We've got John McMullen as our medical director, and he's on the board. And we've got Prasad Godbole, who has taken up the coup role for the delivery of all of our operational services. So, yeah, it's really good stuff. And as I say, Justin, I think anybody expects us to do that.
Yeah. And in your RNS, you say there, you know, you've got a headline there, a healthcare market full of opportunity. Explain this opportunity, if you could, Wendy.
Okay. Well, the NHS is never out of the headlines, is it, at the moment, whether that be with good news or bad news. But with all of the strikes, I mean, obviously, when the NHS is challenged by requiring more capacity, that's what we do. We provide frontline people. Our insourcing and outsourcing around Pioneer doubled its revenues in the first year of having that. And I'm sure you've read everywhere about the waiting list increase. I mean, it is it's scary, the numbers that are actually sitting on waiting lists at the moment. The opportunities for us, we've successfully, as reported in the past few weeks, we not only work in England, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, but we've also been successful on getting onto the framework agreement for insourcing in Wales. The opportunities out there. We're also seeing that in urgent care. We are supporting and continue to support the NHS with providing additional capacity for 111. Whenever anything happens in the NHS, the way that patients need to access services are through 111, and you know that we provide those. And we're also now part of NHS England's resilience model. So whenever demand increases in 111, we are there to actually flex our ability and get more staff on there to respond to that. So the number of opportunities is great. We have invested in business development throughout the period to make sure that we can respond to the requests for help. We're looking forward to releasing continued news updates to investors to show them what we're doing.
Yeah. And you talk about your corporate well-being side of the business. You say demand is returning there, and many people may not be familiar with that part of the business because it's not been mentioned a lot. So take us through that and how it came to be and how it's, you know, how it's progressing.
Yes, of course. So Energy Fitness Professionals was a very small acquisition that we completed in December 21, just before we completed Pioneer. They've got a great reputation out there for the provision of physical fitness services, and they work with a number of blue chip corporate organisations. We've listed a couple in there. They've worked with the Royal Mail now for over 25 years. They really are good at what they do. There's a few things listed in the RNS around additional services they're providing to EA Games, Network Rail. We've just completed some new work with Adidas. And the list goes on and on and on. As people return to work, big blue chip corporate employers are really taking seriously now the well-being of their staff. And obviously, because of the other services that we provide in Totally, we are able to offer more things into the customers of EFP. So, you know, watch this space. We're piloting quite a few things with their customers at the moment who are very responsive to that. Such things as physiotherapy in the, in corporate wellbeing services. When at the moment, you know, people are waiting 4 to 5 months to wait for physio. We've got our physio app. We can do lots. So, really exciting for EFP, and it's worth just keeping an eye on that. And you know, the rest of our business is all there to responding to people with ill health or health problems. And this side of the business is all about keeping yourself well and, you know, the well-being overall, not only physical, but also mental well-being. So, it's really exciting for us and a huge pipeline of opportunity in EFP.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Wendy, well, you know, the score here, if you could then, people are listening to this, like the sound of the progress you're making and are not following the story yet, just give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Totally to their watch list, please.
Well, we are a superbly high quality provider of healthcare. That is testament and you know, always confirmed by the CQC. We are doing very well at what we're doing. We're managing our costs proactively, which people will see from the statement we've just put out. And, you know, we continue to remain undervalued, as is our opinion and that of our joint brokers. So we believe that, you know, we're a company that is really exciting. Opportunities are massive.
Yeah, well, talking about valuation, like I say, your broker, Canaccord Genuity, says valuation looks undemanding. And they say we maintain our buy rating and 40 pence price target, which is based on a forward EV EBITDA of 8x versus sector peers on 11x, which is quite undemanding, an undemanding double there. Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Wendy. Speak very soon.
Thanks very much, Justin. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.